Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Reminder, the 30th District Republican sponsoring their legislative forum with breakfast this morning at 7:30 at the Fife and Drum Restaurant on Route 7, led by State Senator Craig Minor. The Village of Millerton has a special workshop meeting that'll be held tonight at 6 p.m. The Northeast Town Board has a meeting at the Library Annex tonight at 7 o'clock. A reminder, tomorrow, September 11th, is officially Patriot Day, a national day of remembrance. St. Joseph's Church in North Canaan is still scheduled to go on with their event, beginning at 12:01 in the morning, a rosary for the protection of the United States, 6 a.m. a rosary for the soul of each person killed in the terror attacks on September 11th, at 12 noon a rosary for the soul of each man and woman of the armed forces of the United States who fought and died in Operations Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and the War on Terror. At 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 6 o'clock, a rosary for the soul of each police officer, firefighter, and emergency medical personnel killed responding to the acts of September 11, 2001. At midnight, a rosary for peace for the men and women of the military who continue to work, even to the point of sacrificing their own lives, to bring about our safety. More information, Patriot Day 9-11-01memorial.com. 9/11 will be remembered in Columbia in Greene County on Friday. Friday morning at 8:46:40 will mark 19 years since Flight 11 crashed into the north face of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. That was the beginning of a day that would change the lives of Americans forever. Columbia and Greene counties will remember that day and the lives lost with ceremonies in Cairo and Kinderhook on Friday. In Wissahick, the World Peace Sanctuary will hold a USA prayer ceremony on Friday at 5:30 at 26 Benton Road. It'll be held outdoors and open to the public. Accommodations will include seating and social distancing. Please wear a face mask upon arrival. Hotchkiss Library and Sharon Historical Society presenting an evening with Ed Kirby, author of The Making of the Iron Industrial Age, Friday at 7 o'clock as part of the virtual book signing 2.0 event, moderated by Christine Beer, Executive Director of the Historical Society. It'll be followed by a question and answer period. Books will be available for borrowing or purchase from the library. The event is free. Donations are appreciated. You can register at hotchkisslibrary.org. Pine Plains looking for volunteers with strong backs and pickup trucks to assist senior citizens with the town cleanup day. Contact Alice at the town hall, 518-398-8600, extension 1. The event taking place the 12th of September from 8 until 3 at the town garage. More information is available, once again, at 518-398-8600, extension 1. In Cornwall on the 12th at 10 o'clock, the library book sale live outdoors. That goes till 2. At 5 o'clock, Peter Del Tredici will talk on plant root systems via Zoom. The Equus Effect has their 7th annual fundraising event, Dinner and a Movie, at the Four Brothers Drive-In Theater, Route 22 in Amenia, beginning at 6:30. The show is sold out. More information on the Equus Effect at equuseffect.org. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad holding a takeout pancake breakfast on Sunday, 7:30 until 10:30 at the firehouse. $7 per takeout includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potato, sausage, and bacon. Pre-orders should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour if possible. Social distancing and masks requested. No eating on site. Couple of great nights coming up at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday. There will be a drive-in comedy performance with three different comedians. And then on Sunday, two silent classics with live accompaniment from Donald Sosen and Joanna Seaton, Grandma's Boy and the Blacksmith. That'll benefit the Movie House in Millerton. To see if there's still tickets available, themoviehouse.net or sharonplayhouse.org. The 35th running of the Sharon Classic Road Race will be virtual this year. The date of the race has been moved from May 2nd to September 26th through October 4th. 80 runners had pre-registered for the original dates, and they felt it was the safest way to allow them to participate, according to Karen Dignaco, the race director. All runners must complete the course of choice during their race window and keep track of their times. Fast Track Timing will collect the times and post results. Participants can register online for $20. The New York State Public High School Athletic Association announced yesterday football, volleyball, and cheerleading will be postponed until March due to complications stemming from the sports being higher risk. The decision was focused on attempting to provide football and volleyball athletes, competitive cheerleaders, with the opportunity to have a quality participation experience. A record number of flu shots being manufactured as part of a dire push to immunize Americans against the influenza virus during the COVID-19 pandemic. The effort seems to limit cases of one respiratory disease, influenza, to allow the healthcare system to focus on another one, COVID-19. It involves using about 198 million doses of the flu vaccine this season, up from 175 million doses last year. In New York, the two illnesses hit hard simultaneously earlier this year in a deadly scenario, according to experts, citing how flu was spreading at a record pace before COVID-19 and peaked this spring. It ultimately complicated the pandemic response and nearly overran hospitals. At least 150 Dutchess County employees were approved to leave their government positions as part of the county's incentive program, according to Mark Molinaro. The county executive said that will equate to anticipated savings in the range of $10 to $20 million. Other Hudson Valley governments offered similar programs. In Orange County, 64 voluntarily retired, equaling about $2 million in savings, according to the county executive. In Ulster, all 125 who applied for early retirement programs were approved, though officials said savings estimates were not yet available. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 27,889.00, the NASDAQ at 11,357.75, and the S&P 500 at 3389.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.